Judy Langford's going to be one of the first people that you get a hold of once you get the ball rolling. And once again, Judy, what is the website so people can get familiar with you guys before they come in?
It is medclub.clinic.
Medclub.clinic. Medclub.clinic. Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you, Judy. And
you're
also
welcome.
Thank you, Michael. And once again, this has been brought to you by Med Club of Bartlesville.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Good morning and welcome aboard. It is 9:46, and I have the lovely Ms. Joni Elmore in the studio with us. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm back again.
We've got the Literacy Services big to-do coming up here shortly.
Absolutely. As I told you last week, I don't know if any of the viewers were able to hear that interview, but we're going to go through all of the details again today so that everybody who didn't hear it last week can hear it this week.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. The Literacy Services Department of the Bartlesville Public Library is having a big Christmas fundraiser.
Gotta love it.
Yes. And a lot of people don't even know about Literacy Services. We're on the second floor. And, of course, we are in charge of teaching reading to those who have fallen behind. We also talk about and teach health literacy because Oklahoma is far behind in their health literacy skills. Mm-hmm. We also teach English as a second language, and we inspire others to go forward and get their citizenship. So we are a very vital program within Bartlesville, but sometimes we need a little help. So we're doing a fundraiser.
Putting the fun in fundraising, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, as if there were not enough things to do at Christmas in Bartlesville.
Not enough.
Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah, there's quite a few things going on.
Absolutely. But anyway, we are going to offer one more opportunity for people to come up to the library for three full days of events.
Okay.
Now, this fundraiser starts on the 19th of December.
Okay.
And it goes through the 21st of December.
Oh.
And so let me tell you all about what's going to be up there.
Lay it on me.
First of all, we're having a baked goods fundraiser by donation. In other words, we have over 80 people from our community who have agreed to bring up wonderful homemade baked goods.
Mm.
And they will be on the second floor outside of our room A where all of the events will be taking place. Mm-hmm. Now, this opens promptly Thursday, at 10 o'clock, and the baked goods will be available. And at 11 o'clock, we will have cooking and baking demonstrations by Susan Miller, who is a wonderful, wonderful cook, used to own the Rolling Pin, and just absolutely has a fabulous following of people who love to see what she's going to do. She's going to be baking Divinity at 11 o'clock, and then she is going to do Oh, the Wonders of Cell Phones. I had this right here on
I saw that.
And then it went away. But then she's going to be doing chocolate truffles at 12. Braided bread, which is something a lot of people have asked me about, you know, learning how to braid the bread for Christmas. And then she's going to do a wonderful cheese ball that I think everybody will be able to make. And then we're going to auction those wonderful things off for the lucky person who is sitting right there in the audience who wants to see and take it home. And that's going to be really neat. So that will last till almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And at 5 o'clock, we will have Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And they will be coming into room A. And they will be doing storytelling with the children.
Lovely.
So all the time that these wonderful events are going on, we are doing our fundraiser outside. We have some great silent auction items, different things that have been donated, along with tickets to the Broadway in Bartlesville upcoming production in January, and an overnight stay at the Price Tower with some money to spend up at Copper. And we're doing a by donation a type of raffle for a little boy's bike and a little girl's bike, 20 inches. And those will be up there for the person who wants to donate is the most. We will have an opportunity for those little bicycles to be carried away on Saturday and go home under the tree.
Super.
So that's going to be exciting. On Friday, Chef Sandy McClellan from University of Alaska Anchorage will be there. And she is going to show us how to do a microwave peanut brittle. A lot of people want to know how to do it, and they think it's too hard, and she's going to show us an easy way. And then she is going to make Grandma's fudge cake, which is, from what I hear, is absolutely delicious. And then all the rage is the new charcuterie boards, which is the designed appropriation of meats and cheeses and olives and all kinds of variation that you can do at a party. And she's going to be doing a beautiful charcuterie board, and we will also auction off those things to take home for the highest bidder. So that's Friday. Now, remember, out in the hall all during this time, there will be wonderful baked goods that people can pick up for a minor donation and take home with them for Christmas, for gift giving, or for the fact that they might be just too busy to get it all done and they want to take something home. You wouldn't believe the things that are coming into that library. I couldn't even begin to tell you all the wonderful things that people have told us that they are going to make for us. It will all be packaged, ready to pick up, serve, or take home, whatever you want to do with it. It will be donation and carry is what I call it.
I like that. Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. And then on Saturday, we have a wonderful Santa Claus. By the way, have you ever played Santa Claus?
Never.
Well, you could. I may get you next time. You know, I'm always into something, and maybe I'll get you. But we have a wonderful Santa Claus who is coming up to be with the children on Saturday from 10 to 4. During that time, we hope that people will sign up for the silent auction. Of course, look at our bicycles, look at all the things that we have to eat and all the beautiful decorations. And then we will be giving those silent auction item winners a big call and say, come up to the library and pick up what you've got. And that will be the end of our fundraiser. But it will be 3 days of fun, frolic, festivity, and we just can't wait to do it for the whole community.
All right. Now, I want you to make sure that you set aside some time, set aside a little bit of money, and bring
not a lot.
Yeah, bring your sweet tooth.
Absolutely, you've got to bring that along.
And your sense of humor.
Now, you may wonder, why are we doing this a little bit later in the season? It's because the baked goods go well for people at that time because it's time to eat it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if you bake things too early and it sits on the counter, that isn't going to go well.
No.
Those last few days right before Christmas is when people are scurrying around and they need something wonderful to eat. We will also have wonderful baked cookies, pecan pies, apple pan daddies. Oh, we're having some of the ladies from the International Club bring some of their international dishes from their different countries, and that is going to be fun.
Oh, yes.
I can't even pronounce some of those dishes. Oh, we have a Norwegian wedding cake coming. I'm just trying to think of everything. Almond bars, cookies, fudge, just you name it, we've got it. Oh, and a wonderful red velvet cake, I hear, is coming up to the library. Rosie Swindell is going to make that, and we can't wait to see it.
There are a few people right now imagining that they're taking a bite out of it.
Absolutely. And if I named all the wonderful people that are contributing to us this time, I wouldn't have time to do it. But I do want to give a shout out to Susie Clark's PEO group and Terry Abbott's PEO group, International Women's Club. There's just so many people that are coming to help us out and donating their love and their baking skills so that our literacy department can flourish and keep on going.
Oh, that's good. That is really great. And, of course, we can find out a little bit about this on the website, correct?
Absolutely. It's all on the website, and it's on Facebook. And you can always call us if you're confused at 918-338-4179.
Walk you right through the process.
Absolutely.
Now, we're making some money here because, you know, grants just aren't always
guaranteed. Absolutely. The literacy department is under the Bartlesville Public Library and the Oklahoma Department of Libraries.
Yes.
But many of us work on grants, and sometimes those are not sustainable forever. So we're starting our own little endowment fund because it takes everybody in the office to keep it running.
It does. It does. So with your help, everything's going to stay status quo, maybe a little bit better.
Yes.
So this is why we're pitching in, to have a good time, and everybody can put the fun in fundraising, as it were, and everybody walks away a winner, including the
community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Steve Heidorn,
who is
a wonderful assistant chairman. He's helping us out with all the details, and Deidre Morgan, she is doing that. From the Bartlesville Art Association. And I want to give a shout-out to Wassmiller Insurance, who have supplied our little bicycles for our little boy and little girl. Those are 20-inch Huffies, and they're cute as pumpkin pie.
Ah, there you go. This is really going to be fabulous, too. And if you want to find out more about what services are all entailed, that's also available at the website as well. We already talked about some of them, including citizenship and, of course, adult literacy.
Yes. Just Google us, Bartlesville Public Library. You can see everything. It's pretty easy. You can scroll down through the events, the days, and the times. But let me just mention those dates and times again.
Please do.
Okay. Anybody who is baking for us needs to have their item to us on December the 18th, the 19th of December, which is a Thursday. We will open up the doors at 10 a.m. sharp, and we will be open till 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Everything up on the second floor will be available for people to stop by. On Friday the 20th, we will be there from 10 to 5, and on Saturday the 21st, 10 to 4.
All right, there you go. We have a couple of minutes left here in our program, and I do want to remind everybody that this is a big deal, and it is a fun deal, and it is something that is well worth your time and your interest, and, of course, your taste buds, too, those baked goods. I put on 4 pounds, folks, just listening to Joni describe them.
Absolutely, and we do have some men who are baking things. Tom, do you want to do it?
I've never baked a thing in my life. I don't want to get, a cheap Bankston out of my house.
Yes, you have to be careful because I will put you on the spot.
Oh, I know you will. I caught on to that one very, very quickly. Consult the Facebook page and also the website page, too. And, of course, the phone number again for folks who might get confused like me.
Yes. Okay. So would you like that phone number again?
Yes, please.
918-338-4179. Somebody will answer the phone there. And
yes,
that's a big deal when somebody actually picks up the phone and answers it and says hello. And we do that at the Literacy Services
Department.
You got
a real human being that answers the phone.
Absolutely. You don't have to text us. We are there.
You don't get that automated, your party is engaged. Please press #232.
No.
You don't get that business. Now, you get a real live person. I like that.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, there's tons of things going on at the library all the time. We're just one little arm of the Bartlesville Public Library, of which we are so pleased to be associated with.
You know, my family always has a good time there. We have a 12-year-old still at home, the last of six, and she is just enamored with the whole building, but she really likes the library of things, and she's starting to expand that.
Yes, I'm so glad you even know about that. But Shelley was here yesterday, our executive director, and told you all about that. The Library of Things is getting expanded. Libraries are not just for checking out books. They're for checking out things.
Mm-hmm, indeed. I think we've checked out most of the woodwind section of the instruments, and we've moved on to the brass. I think the strings are next, because she's dying to find an instrument that's going to fit her and fit her well.
Yes, being a musician myself, I know it is very important to try things out before you decide which one you're going to play.
Joni Elmore, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, Tom, thank you.